So very important. There is no reason for fear. It has been proven scientifically. There are several publications, even specifically for SARS-CoV-2, that stress and fear weakens your innate immunity. So there is this modern discipline, neurosciences, where we are now getting increasing evidence that there are direct connections between the brain, the neurological system, and the immune system. So there is a communication, and it has been shown very clearly by scientists that stress, fear, anxiety, etc., have a detrimental impact on your innate immunity. So there is no reason, any reason for discrimination besides what I call discrimination against the current insane measures. And I don't use this word lightly, insane. I don't use this word lightly, but I have to use it here, against current insane measures that are anything but based on sound scientific grounds. So what then people could say, Van den Bosch, he has a nice curriculum, etc. But at the end of the day, what is his credibility? Well, what I can say is that all my predictions so far have been based on science and nothing but the science. That is one thing. The vast majority of my predictions have materialized or are now on the verge of becoming a reality. I was calling to the WHO and all public health authorities at the beginning of this year, telling them, guys, if you don't stop these mass vaccination campaigns, we are going to drive the virus into resistance to the vaccines. See what's happening right now in the world. We are having already a number of these strains that are resistant to the vaccines, and it remains to be seen what the impact will be. But what I'm saying is that if you have a sound scientific hypothesis, and on top, it gets confirmed really by data, and then you find out that no single expert or public health official even dares to openly debate with you or to engage in a scientific discussion about what I call the single most ignored aspect of this pandemic, namely the critical role of innate immunity and how this innate immunity gets corrupted by the current vaccines. And if you add to this the fact that none of the scientists who are currently revealing the truth or having any conflict of interest, well, if you consider all of the above, you should be seriously thinking about whom to believe. And you should be seriously thinking, if what politicians and public health authorities tell you right now, whether this is really in the best interest of people's individual health and that of society at large. And that is why I also put in my title, Time for Dior, Do Your Own Research. I know it's very unfortunate that people, who are used like you and me to rely on our public health authorities, to rely on global health authorities for our health. I mean, this was a given. This was for, we took this for granted. How else could this be? You could never, ever imagine that public health authorities would be taking measures that are not the best for your individual health and health of the society. Unfortunately, now we have come to a situation where almost every single individual needs to do his or her own research to find out what is this all about and can I really accept this and can I really afford and justify to take such an important decision. As I said at the beginning of my talk, getting a vaccine is something, that should not be taken lightly because it puts a program on your immune system that is there for the rest of your life. And it's very unfortunate that we now have basically to recommend people to do their own research and to find out. And that is why we are doing all this. That is why we are raising awareness, that we are trying to make the science understandable to the people so that at least they can take what we call an informed decision and do not feel coerced by a number of measures that I have no other word that are completely insane and anything but based on good science. Yeah, and with that, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I'm of course open for any questions that you may have.